This is Dr. Mejia Vitian for the patient Ricardo Pupo, medical records 151696, date over 331-1990. Referring physician, Dr. Amilis Garcia, A-M-Y-L-I-S. Procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, set of procedure September 23rd, 2022. Indications, diarrhea. Diarrhea. Blood in the stool. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis. Number 2, terminal ileitis. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Number 4, otherwise normal colonoscopy. Paragraph, tefal insertion. Second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Cecum, terminal ileum for the colonoscopy. Complications, non-immediately. Medication, as per monitoring, anesthesia care. Paragraph, oral procedure, as per double template. Pair terminal ileum, also examined. Paragraph, findings, oropharynx appear normal. Paragraph, esophagus appear normal. Paragraph, stomach. Mahari, timini, anthroma body biopsy taken for H. pylori. Paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Pair the biopsy taken for second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease. You can put it there. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1. Pair sigmoid descending colon appear normal. Pair paragraph meniflexure appear normal. Pair paragraph transverse colon hepatiflexure appear normal. Pair paragraph ascending colon cecum appear normal. Pair in the terminal ileum, there's moderate to severe inflammation with ulcerations, erythema, edema, subepithelial hemorrhages. Period. This is present up to 10 to 15 centimeters from the ileocecal valve as the terminal ileum was intubated to that distance. Pair multiple biopsies were taken. Pair paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical next number. Further recommendations in treatment of the terminal ileitis will be based on pathology reports. Pair paragraph. End of dictation.